I think you all know what the board does. You heard our chairman, I believe. I didn't hear his presentation, but I shouldn't be overlapping with what he talked about. And one of the central things that the agency does is develop the state water plan. So a lot of things revolve around that and plug into that. So I'm going to talk about the planning schedule. This really is just an overview of what's coming in the fifth cycle, what's going to look different, just a little looking ahead for the fifth planning cycle. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the big picture schedule, rulemaking. We're in the midst of a rulemaking. I'll go into some of the details on that. And I can speak to that issue of the MAG as a cap. We think we're addressing it adequately under this existing statute. We're going to talk a little bit about methodologies. We're going to update some of the methodologies we use to project water demand, future water demands, to try to get to be able to refresh them more easily, and I'll get into that. Groundwater availability is always an issue. It's, you know, many dimensions to that. There are some changes we already know are going to occur just out of the processes and things that are going on with groundwater. I'm going to talk about that. And then utility-based planning, we're shifting to that, and I'll explain why and what that is, and then talk a little bit about planning better for rural folks. So regional water planning, anyone here not know about the regional water planning process? Raise your hand if you haven't. Do you know what region you're in? Raise your hand if you know what region you live in. That's a better measure. Okay. Every 5 years, the regional water planning groups get together with legislative appropriations that the board administers under contracts to political subdivisions. The planning groups develop their plans every 5 years, and then the subsequent year, the board develops a state water plan. And one of the fundamental things that the plans are based on is the projections of population water demand, and I'll get into more of that. So again, that four planning cycles, four state water plans have been based on a regional planning approach that came out of SB2 in 1997.